Hello, everyone.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to our final podcast of the Good Life and Identity series.
Oh, it's so sad.
So sad to see you go.
Our final podcast and our final assignment.
Yep. As
class master student.
Oh, my God. We deserve a round of applause for that.
Oh, my God. We have done well. And how fitting that this is the final assignment of the semester is the final assignment for Sylvia.
Oh, yeah. We start with Sylvia and we end with Sylvia.
Absolutely.
So today we'll be talking about neoliberal subjectivity using Foucault's power theories, which focuses on power relations of the society. You know how everybody... as I was saying, you're free to do whatever you want to do.
We're in control of our
life. You have free will. But the question is, are we really free? I mean, when we think of power, when we think of power as individuals, like we think of power as some form of domination, some sort of repressed subjectivity in our lives. And when I talk about subjectivity, subjectivity refers to the way that we engage with the word.
That's what
we'll be talking about today. Yeah, using Foucault's power theories.
Exactly.
How do we engage with the world, with our society? Is it free will, or is there something controlling us?
Well, are we something binding being controlled us? Directly or indirectly?
Oh, directly or indirectly, precisely.
Yeah. So that's where the idea of governmentality comes in. This is a concept which was developed by Michel Foucault in his 1977 lecture series called Security, Territory and Population. So in this series, he focuses on mainly the fundamentals of power relations. He wanted to examine the ways in which the state exercises its control over the population. So in brief, we can somehow see governmentality as, let's say, the art of government, or the relation of powers amongst the state and its people.
Yeah, so in other words, it refers to the complex nature or strategies or tactics which the government uses on us, the diverse authorities that they have upon us, and make us conduct our lives in such a way that we should achieve happiness,
according to them. And
it's
all about the state wanting its citizens to be happy.
Yeah, it's all about that.
Yeah.
You're going to talk about power, right? There are like two types of power that can be found under the term governmentality.
Yeah, there's the disciplinary power and then there's the invisible power. Okay. So disciplinary power is what we have today in today's world. It's a sort of a modern structure where power is exercised through a variety of institutions, such as schools, prisons, militaries, government organizations, and such power is exercised through those who represent the authority.
Sorry, say administrative system, social services. Take for instance, we every day we go to school, we go to class, we have to scan our ID card. So that is some sort of power that the school has on us.
And also authority. Going to embassies and stuff.
Having to form queue, when you get to embassy, you have to be in queue. When you're boarding, you have to form queues as well.
Yeah, exactly.
That is some sort of power.
Bureaucracy, basically.
Yeah, that is the disciplinary power.
So, but what Foucault has to say about this is that people are subjected to disciplinary institutions to be forced to behave the way that the state or the power wants them to be. This is where Foucault's idea of power knowledge comes into play. He said disciplinary institutions such as schools, mental hospitals, prisons disseminate knowledge, and this knowledge allows power systems to analyze, observe, and foster the psyche of the population. So basically, the institutions that produce the knowledge have great power.
Yes. So disciplinary power, it has to do with the way that we observe and we're expected to behave wherever we go to.
Yeah, exactly.
We're just expected to conduct ourselves in a good manner.
In a good manner.
Yeah.
And the discipline that we have in the society brings about peace and brings about, let's say, people have this, what's the term I'm looking for?
Fulfillment?
Not fulfillment. No. I mean, a peace of mind.
Peace of mind. Okay. So another example that I could think of is, for instance, where my apartment, where I live, if you're going into the building, you have to use your ID card. You're not allowed. And then when you go in, when I go into my apartment, I'm not allowed to smoke. That's some sort of disciplinary power.
Yeah. And maybe the no smoking rules. Let's say they have for safety precautions, maybe because of a fire.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. But your building is strange. With every door, you have to swipe your ID.
So we live in a society where we most likely we find ourselves in places where there's this, some sort of disciplinary power that we all have to exercise. Come to think of it, this is just really interesting. Getting to knowing that if you go to the, imagine you work and then you go to the office late, you'll be fined. That is a disciplinary power. That is what Foucault was referring to as disciplinary power.
Mm.
And you also talked about the invisible power as well.
Yeah. So the invisible power is the power that comes from us or that is instilled on us. But sometimes you might not even know about it.
Okay.
Yeah. So what does he have to say, Michel have to say about it?
Okay. So when we talk about invisible power, Foucault was referring to the powers that come through what we're told to believe. The idea that we have to be happy to find purpose in our life. The idea that we all want to have the good life. So we're in charge of our life. We are the captain of our lives. And then we just believe that, you know what, because of this, I'm going to eat healthy.
Yeah.
I'm going to not eat certain amount. I'm going to stop eating by 6 p.m. And then I'll wake up by this time and do this. That is some sort of invisible power that we are exercising without us even knowing.
Through advertising, through music, through...
Who sets the rules for us to live in a certain kind of way that we do? Who says to us that you have to drink this to...
To be
achieve
happy.
This or to be happy.
And Coca-Cola have this campaign that they did, Open Happiness.
Open Happiness.
And also when they had people's names on their Coke bottles, that made them a hell lot of money.
So that is a form of invisible power that is being played on us because we don't see this one, but it's just there. It's telling you, once you open a bottle of Coke, which I actually think is true, I'm sorry. You're going to feel happiness. I was obsessed with drinking Coke when I was in undergrad. I was absolutely, I didn't have a bottle of Coke every day or I wouldn't feel happy.
Mm. Make sure you stay healthy.
Yeah.
The calories are real.
Yeah, true. So what is neoliberal or neoliberalism?
Yeah. So neoliberalism is the phenomenon at the level of political philosophy that constitutes the mentality of government. It's a concept of how authorities use their powers to improve our national well-being.
Interesting.
Yeah, so the government, they do everything for our own happiness, to keep us happy so that we do not revolt against them.
Against them, right. So Foucault described neoliberalism as the highest form of governmental control.
Yeah.
Reason, in the sense that the government would impose rules and regulations upon us to the extent that will be controlled without the need of intervention.
Yeah.
They don't need to come, they don't need to be there. We just know how to behave ourselves.
So the government, the only thing that the government needs to do is to conduct our own conduct. So that means that in way, governments do not need to be there.
Yeah.
You know, for us to behave ourselves.
Yeah,
this has been instilled in our mind.
Yeah.
To behave in the interest of the society.
Yeah, so we shaping our lives without even they help shaping our lives without even violating our rights or power that we have on ourselves. So
yeah.
We think.
Yeah, and he also says, simply put, it relies on the willingness of the participants in the society to consent to being controlled and to being governed.
Yeah,
That sounds familiar.
It does.
Hegemony. Ring a bell?
Yeah, right, it does.
We are consenting to being ruled by the government.
Yeah. So, neoliberalism is an enterprise. It promotes the self-development as a route to having the good life.
Yeah. And it is sold to us, this whole idea of the independent mind, independent frame of thinking. And this is where capitalism has capitalized
on us.
On us.
Yes.
By selling us stuff that they claim that we love, but in actual fact, we don't
really love it. Yes.
We just buy into it so that, you know. So we just buy into that we feel among, you know, the feel among culture.
The feel among
and
culture,
that's why
yes.
they give celebrities endorsements.
Yeah, so they could, as opinion leaders, so they could use that on us.
Yeah, because if celebrities
are doing using certain products or doing certain things, we would also want to use the products
that
they're
using. So that we can feel like we're living like these so-called celebrities.
And as such, we're living the good life.
One thing I can remember is when I was in Dubai, I remember KFC having Cristiano Ronaldo on their adverts.
So imagine you having to eat with Cristiano Ronaldo.
And they had Cristiano Ronaldo actually eating KFC in the ad.
Absolutely.
And after that, the KFCs, although they've always been busy, but they were busier than normal. And I was like, wow, that was one successful ad.
But they
expect us to believe that Ronaldo eats KFC.
What if he does?
Maybe.
Okay. So have you ever done something because your celebrity crush is doing it? Have you ever been involved in something like that?
Let me think. Have I? I don't know. Even if I have, I can't recall right
now.
Who's
celebrity crush, by the way?
I don't follow celebrities.
Really?
I don't.
Okay.
Yeah, you can check my Instagram.
It's fine.
Yeah.
So, neoliberalism is the way that we see ourselves objectively. For instance, we might be weak, but you might have to wear a t-shirt that says,
I am strong.
We are told to become. We are told to become the best version of ourselves because there's something about becoming. Michelle Obama's book says becoming. So the idea of humans are supposed to evolve, we're supposed to become something, we're supposed to grow. The individual, we're supposed to maximize our own power, find our own happiness.
And realize our potential.
Exactly. This is what neoliberalism is all about.
Yeah, exactly. It is what is called self-actualization.
Yes.
But in a capitalist way.
In a capitalist way, yeah.
Mm. Oh my goodness. So right now, we'll be taking a break. And when we come back, Sandra, what do you have for us?
Hi, thank you guys. We're talking more about the self as an enterprise. How this invisible power works and takes place in our lives.
Yeah, sure. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Together we could be something for real. Now am I wrong for trying to reach the things that I can't see? But that's just how I feel. That's just how I feel. That's just how I feel. Trying to reach the things that I can't see.
Welcome back, everyone. It's me, Abubakar.
And Sandra Herring.
So, Sandra, where were we
before? So, we were talking about the different strategies and tactics that the government employ to make us conduct our life, employ upon us to make us conduct our lives in order to achieve happiness and health. And wealth, and we give like different examples, and
yeah, the Coca-Cola, the celebrity endorsements,
the KFC, yeah, yeah, celebrity endorsement, mentioned KFC,
yeah,
as well.
I mean, there's a whole host of things that. So, which begs the question: are we free-willed? Are we free-willed?
Or we're being controlled?
Yeah, this whole, how should I put this, sort of sheep-like. Mentality in society.
Yes, in society.
Where we just follow
what is being told.
Yeah, what the celebrities do. We try to emulate that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
So the media actually plays a very powerful tool in disseminating these meanings, thereby influencing our subjectivity and subjectivity and how we in society as well.
Yeah, in what way?
Okay, so we talked about how we mentioned Coca-Cola for an instance. It talks about drinking and say, there's the happiness.
Yeah.
Right? And that's some form.
It's also, it has to do with feminism as well. Women's.
So when you open, yeah, let us don't go there. But when you open magazines, that will be another topic for another day. But when you open magazines and whatnot, you're being sold an idea. You construct your identity when you go to newspapers, magazines that talk about hot summer girl.
Exactly. And then
well, the last phase of summer. So I saw a whole lot of that on the streets, and you see billboards and signposts. You know what? This place very close. I'm gonna use my house again. And one day I just walked down and I just saw that they had a billboard, and I was like, where did this come from? And it read something about hot summer girl, and I just stood there like, what? This is really real.
Don't you want to be a hot summer girl?
Don't you want to be a hot summer boy?
No, I don't.
I mean, why do you act like these things do not impact on you?
Well, let's talk about us as... Let me just talk about us as men.
Let me talk about what?
Us men. Men, men.
Okay.
Not you.
I mean, you have to be very okay.
Yes, I said. Let me talk about us men.
Let's just talk about yourself. I've told you. Let's not bring the conversation. Okay.
No, it's about, let's say, the idea of the ideal man. The ideal man. We grow up watching, let's say, hero movies. Every male character in any movie, in any cartoon, is a hero, is a person that saves the day, saves the damsel in distress. So growing up, you want to emulate that sort of brave, charismatic male figure as a kid. And that follows most men as they grow.
Well, that happens to female as well. Anyway, that's not about the topic for today. But yeah, I do get your point. Absolutely, I agree. So consumers are constituted as actors seeking to maximize their quality of life by assembling a lifestyle through art of choice and the world of goods. We're being told that we have to, in order to find ourselves, find our identity, we're being told to do certain things. Oh, I find the cup right there that says the boss.
Yes.
It says the boss.
Yeah. And then it's certainly because what the world we live in are commodities and now having, let's say, personal meanings on them.
Yeah.
You can now customize products. Exactly. To your own taste.
Yeah, that's why you have the teacup that says the boss.
Yes, I'm a boss. It's my boss.
Very interested. So, we talked about the idea of being healthy. It can be seen as such a good thing in the domain of consumption. We're being told that you can consume so much. You have to watch your weight. Sandra, you're getting too fat. Are you sure you don't want to watch what you eat?
Yeah, if only it wasn't so expensive to be healthy.
Yeah, really. It is really, really. It's really true. It's really very expensive to be healthy. But we kind of like find a way to empower ourselves, like to want to have better self-esteem, higher self-confidence, inner peace, mental strength and
positivity.
So when we see all these messages in the newspapers, it's obviously very clear.
Yeah.
What the message is. Everything begins with you. That is what they sell to us.
Yeah, they sell the idea and you use that idea to build yourself. So how are you making your own ideas? How are you making your own
life? So when you look through your identity, this identity is yours or is just something that has been passed on to you that you've seen in media and you've consumed without you even knowing that this is some form of invisible power playing out in you. So according to Colin Gordon, he describes the enterprise of oneself as a sense in which even when you're unemployed, one remains always continuously employed in at least that one enterprise. It's a part of a continuous business of living to make adequate provision for the preservation, reproduction, and reconstruction of one's own human capital.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, it's sad to say, but ladies and gentlemen, we are done. This is the final podcast of the Good Life series. Sandra, anything you would like to say?
I just want to say it's been really good. It's been so amazing.
Yeah, it's been good. It's been amazing. Oh my goodness.
I guess I was out.
Are you sad that we're ending it here?
Yeah, I am quite sad that we're ending it here.
Yeah.
So, but in all of this, what do we think about the good life and identity?
There's no single route to the good life, but it's a collection of factors. Whether these are things that you, let's say, took upon yourself willingly or unwillingly, it doesn't matter. As long as you are happy in the end.
That's all truly matters.
It's all that truly matters. When you get that buzz, that shot of dopamine in your head, as long as it doesn't kill you.
Have you forgotten we had the podcast about happiness as well. And then we talked about what is really happiness. It's continuous. It never ends. And you work so very hard to achieve it.
We are always in the pursuit of happiness.
Always in pursuit of happiness.
And it never finishes.
It never would.
That's the reality we're in, folks. That's the reality of the world.
The good life and identity might not be real.
You're saying it's a myth?
No, I feel like the good life itself. Like, what was good life? Like, I don't know. Having gone like 2, 3, all these concepts that we've gone through, identity itself can be constructed. We construct our identities ourselves, but
it's constructed for us.
Yeah, always constructed from us, from what we've just learned today. But achieving the good life, there's such thing as good life.
Yes, keep on going, keep on grinding. That's how you get the good life.
All right, guys. So it's such a pleasure. having to be on this ride with you. Thank you so much, Abubakar. You made this fun. To everyone who has listened, thank you guys. Yeah, to Sylvia, well done, great class. I definitely miss you. And
to all our classmates, we can't really mention all your names right now.
Yeah, but shout out to you guys as well.
Shout out to you guys. And thank you so much for being on this journey with us. Sandra, next step? Dissertations.
Oh, right, yeah.
Dissertations. So thank you so much, guys. Good Life series, over and out.